Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, you are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Father, we thank you, we bless your name, we magnify your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for another day in our lives. We thank you for your protection over us, over all our loved ones. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you, everlasting God, for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf, several of which we are not even aware of. But in all, Lord, you have given us victory. And we say thank you, Lord. For where we are coming from, where we are today, where you are taking us to, we say thank you. We thank you for our health. We thank you, Lord, for our well-being. We thank you, everlasting Father, Lord, for our means of livelihood. You are being our provider. You are being our succor. You are being our sufficiency. Father, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, our Savior, our Redeemer, our shield, our buckler, our fortress. We say glory be unto you. We thank you, the Spirit of the living God, our Comforter, our Teacher, the one that dwells within us, the one that strengthens us. Thank you, God the Father. Thank you, God the Son. Thank you, God the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we are thanked. Father, we commit this day broadcast into your hands, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that indeed for everyone listening to it, let them be blessed. Let them have an encounter with you. Let there be a total turnaround for the better in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I'm excited to be with you once again this week. I thank God for your life, for that which the Lord is doing for you, with you, through you, and by you. The Almighty God will continue to take you higher and higher in the mighty name of Jesus. He will not allow you to shed tears of sorrow in Jesus' mighty name. This week I'll be discussing with us what I titled Divine Exchange. Divine Exchange. And I'm taking my Bible passage from the book of Isaiah chapter 43, Isaiah 43, reading from verse 3. He said, "For I am the Lord your God, the only one of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my eyes and honored, I love you. I give men in return for you, peoples in exchange for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and from the west. I will gather you. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, whom I formed and made." May the Lord bless the reading of His word. See, we are discussing divine exchange. That means that the Lord is going to bring forth an exchange, that which is not of Him in your life. My God will remove them and give you that which is of Him in the mighty name of Jesus. And some of the things which God can bring about an exchange is that He can remove us from captivity and give us absolute freedom, can give us total freedom. Our freedom is in Christ Jesus. It is in Him that we have freedom. So the freedom that you want, the Lord is ready to give it to you, but you get it in Christ. So He can replace captivity. Every chain of captivity that have held you bound, the Lord Himself will break them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He will grant you freedom from the captivity of the enemy in Jesus' mighty name. Another thing that God can give us as an exchange is that He can decorate us, He can upgrade us, He can take us from a lower level and take us higher. Promotion comes from no one but from God. I want you to know in the book of Isaiah chapter 60 verse 17, it says, instead of bronze, I will bring gold. Instead of iron, I will bring silver. God will upgrade you. Instead of bronze, He's ready to give you gold. Instead of iron, He's ready to give you silver. Instead of wood, my God will give you bronze. Instead of stones, He will give you iron. I will make your overseers peace and your taskmasters righteousness. So God is saying that, look, I'm going to take you higher. Higher and higher. I'm going to promote you. Instead of silver, I'm ready to give you gold. Instead of wood, I'm going to give you bronze. God is ready to take you higher. In as much as you are connected to this God, He can do it. Because we are talking about exchanging what will not give Him glory and putting in you what will give Him glory. In that passage that we read, He said in that verse 3, in Isaiah 43, say, I am the Lord your God, the only one of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you. Say, He's going to give Egypt in your ransom, so that God is ready to pay that ransom on your behalf. And the ransom actually has been paid by the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, His death and His resurrection. He came and He died for our sins. He died for our sins. It was a ransom that was paid in order to relieve us of all our sins. And Jesus had paid the price. He said in that verse, he said, because you are precious, brothers and sisters, you are precious in the eyes of God. You are special to Him. You are specially made. There is no other person like you. There is only one of you in this world. That makes you a rare commodity, a rare item. And that's how it is. Say, because you are precious in my eyes and honored, I love you. God loves you. He cares for you. He cherishes you. He's thinking about you all the time. He surrounds you all the time. He has angels that garrison around you. Because you are the apple of His eye, He's not going to allow anything to touch you. He will keep you, will protect you. He said, no weapon fashioned against you will prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, He said, they are already condemned. Why? Because you are precious in His eyes. Because He has honored you. Because He loves you. He now said, I will give men in return for you. Peoples in exchange for your life. That means that no one is going to kill you except the time God is going to say you should come and meet with Him. That means that you will not die. You shall live to declare the glory of God in the land of the living, in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, look, look, look. Rather than allowing you to die, others that do not know me, they will replace you. They will be used in exchange for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because your life is precious in Him. There are great things that He wants you to do. He wants you to go to the ends of the world. To preach the gospel. To tell those who do not know Him. About His wondrous nature. About His loving nature. About His kindness. About His faithfulness. So for that reason, He's ready to preserve your life. He will not allow you to just die like chicken. He will preserve you, will keep you all the days of your life because you are His, because you are precious in His sight. He will not allow you to die, and you will not die. You shall live to declare the works of God in the mighty name of Jesus. And He's saying that, look, 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 do not be afraid. I am with you. Say, fear not. I am with you. I will bring your offsprings from the east and from the west. I will gather you. I will say to the north, that is whatever is holding you, whatever that is holding your blessing. The Lord is saying, I will say to it, and I will tell that to give up. So everything that has been holding you, that have not allowed you to move at the pace God wants you to move, God is telling them, I command you to give up. And indeed, they have no choice than to listen and to obey the word of God. They will certainly give up in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible makes us to understand that those who oppress you, every flesh eater, every blood sucker, he says he is going to feed them with their own flesh. And they will be drunken with their own blood. Anyone plotting evil against you, anyone thinking of sucking your blood, the Lord will give them their own blood. God is with you and will continue to be with you all the days of your life in the name of Jesus. Another thing that God is ready to exchange, is ready to exchange darkness in your life. He's going to terminate darkness in your life and shine his light, because he himself is light anyway. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 60 verse 19, he said, the sun shall be no more your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give you light. But the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. God is your everlasting light. His light will continue to shine upon you. Wherever you go, the Lord will illuminate your path. No longer will you be in darkness. No longer will you grope in the dark. Why? Because my God is shining his light upon you. Don't forget, our Lord Jesus Christ is light. Jesus is light. And when you are connected to the light, you can be sure that darkness is going to disappear in your life in the name of Jesus. Another thing my Lord is ready to give you is ready to give you abundance. You begin to operate in abundance. The book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 3 verse 10. He said, then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. Oh, what a wonderful promise. What a glorious promise that God is telling us that, look, you will be filled with my goodness. I will satisfy you with my goodness. I will satisfy you with abundance. That wherever you go, you begin to operate in abundance. Why? Because I am your God. I am your God. I am your provider. And I will provide for you. He says in Isaiah 60 verse 5, he said, then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. Brothers and sisters, that is the word of God. You say the wealth of the nations shall turn to you. God is ready to give you all this. But there is one thing, one very simple thing. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. If you seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, all this exchange I'm talking about, you are guaranteed. Because all these blessings are in Christ. You get these blessings in Christ. When you are in Christ, those blessings are guaranteed for you. Because you are in Christ. In as much as you are in Christ, those blessings are guaranteed. In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, he said, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. That means it has already been done in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. So brothers and sisters, Jesus has already blessed you, but you get that blessing if you are in Christ. So I'm giving you the opportunity to take advantage of those blessings. So wherever you are, if you don't know this Christ, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. I declare that you are my Lord and you are my Savior. It is you I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, I thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I commit everyone who has listened to this broadcast into your hands. I prophesy unto you that it is well with you in the morning, it is well with you at daytime, it is well with you at nighttime. The Lord will be with you, the Lord will keep you, the Lord will prosper you in all your ways, all the days of your life. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.